May 9th, 2013, it's a Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Pedro Show here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Brother Matt, how are you?
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, kind of great, Pedro.
Funky weather, but everything else is cool.
And maybe need a little cool because of those fires that they were having up.
Yeah, that helped.
In fact, it turned. That's when the weather turned, was to help contain that stuff. We start off with Naima, but incomplete, something live. 61, John Coltrane. I've been playing a couple things where it's got clammed up, huh?
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Coltrane probably would, you know, he wouldn't be ashamed, I don't think. Then we heard Pink Cry by Sawako and something by our guest, Brother Matt. Well, it's her band manifestation as Marshweed. Is Marsha your middle name?
No.
Okay. I was wondering about the Marshweed. Unplayable card. That's what we played. We played the unplayable. Which is probably why Chuck Coltrane. Naima, I think, was his stepdaughter. No, that's Celia. Naima's his first wife.
He played him better.
My memory's terrible. Anyway, our ghost, Brother Matt.
Heather,
our guest.
Back.
Our ghost. It's been a ghost, though. We were looking up 8 or 9 years since she's been on the show. Welcome, Heather Lockie.
Thanks.
Back.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Great to be back.
Tell us about a playable card. You know, I know a little something about listenership. You made them play it after you wrote it?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't bring any listenership, but I played a lot on the show.
Yeah.
There's a listenership album where I'm all the bass.
Yep, Time to Dream. It's one of my favorite records that I ever did.
Yeah, I loved it, man.
It's such a beautiful record.
I had kind of a problem with the former bass player. Do you know the story?
I seem to remember, but I don't
They came to practice and all the shit was gone.
Oh, I'm not supposed... Lyman forbade me to talk about it anymore.
Well, okay.
So I can't talk about it anymore.
I
hope there's no hard feelings where that situation's concerned.
Anyway, for me, it was like the G.O. I got the opportunity. I got to play on a listenership album.
You totally came in a pinch.
I think I used that purple bass that Cat built me in Spokane.
I think you did, and you wouldn't eat anything the whole session.
Yeah, all right. I wanted to keep it in. That studio was in the Val, right?
I can't remember, but
nice
my friend Phil recorded it.
Polar Goldie Cat.
Yeah. Such a bad memory now.
Terrible.
Phil engineered it.
Right.
Lyman was on guitar. You were on bass. Sean was on. My sister Sean was on vocal. Julie was on violin. Michael Whitmore. He moved up to Vashon in Washington.
Washington.
Hi, Michael. He might be listening.
Yeah, incredible guitars.
He plays so many instruments. Oh my God!
Spaceland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which
gets satellite.
Angrier and angrier. That job ate him up. No, the fans were giving tuned like crazy. Anyway, I got to do that. I got to bring Time to Dream. I must have played almost all the tunes. But
I think you did.
Really neat,
yeah.
Learning. Heather and Lyman would come down to Pedro here and show me the, and it was a sweat box, right? My pad was a sweat box. It's the one that was on Walker. So it was kind of down.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? No light.
Have you moved since that one?
Yeah. Only, not far, though.
Yeah,
only a couple blocks. But I ain't in the, down in the thing.
Oh, yeah. You were in kind of a basement.
It only had two windows, one on each side, and they pointed at a wall, cinder block. And I remember being sweaty and me having to have a...
I just remember all your dolls.
Kachina's.
Yeah, your Kachina's lining the ceiling.
I had to just go there because
there's three pads.
That's right, where Dirk was and the pool cleaner man, Tony. Mm-hmm. We got all thrown out. And I was going on tour. I had to find a pad in a few days. And that's what I did. And I remember just being sweaty as hell as you showed me them songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned them. And I don't think I ever did a gig.
No, you didn't. I don't know why.
Well, you know, gigs go into the air and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
At least the album is forever. So
yeah, that was so great.
I don't know, but
sometime we'll do another thing.
Look, I want to play some more. I got one here called Lanterns. What can you tell us about it? Did you make these guys play that too?
Yeah, we played Lanterns a little bit, but that recording, I really like that version of it. It's just strings and.
Yeah, this is you doing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I went to our violinist Julie has a studio with her husband, and they had a Leslie speaker. So when we were mixing those tracks, we ran the string parts through a Leslie,
yeah.
And it just made them sound kind of warbly.
And, the violin, like,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah,
yeah. She has
me and Raymond saw you guys play with Arthur Lee.
Yeah, she's got a really good new band too. Which
did all of Tomorrow.
Oh.
What was it called? It's this big piece.
Forever Changes.
Forever Changes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
You got to check out Julie's new band. It's called Princess Pangolin. I'll send you her CD, too.
Okay.
It's great. Well, she has a record. Send you a record.
But let's listen to Lanterns right now via the Leslie.
I make love by candlelight, I burn love a candle bright. I have empires in my blood, I have feelings like a flood. There were some who called your name, there were some who called your name. Can you see through me? We lit candles in the dark. When there's fear through me, running circles round the park. I know a girl who said she's strong. A woman for so long. A woman for so long. I saw a boy behind a truck. Wanted nothing less than life. What a mess that whole thing was. I could see from him no God. He had empires in his blood. He had feelings like a flood. There were some who called your name. There were some who called your name. Can you see through me? We lit candles in the dark. When there's fear through me, running circles around the park. I know. Thank you.
From Marshweed, and then Petra with Pascal's Waltz. You know about her new album? Ooh,
yeah, I do. I heard her on NPR.
And it's all these soundtracks, right? A cappella.
Sounds amazing.
She's going to be on the show at the end of the month.
Cool.
And some stuff from the guys that I toured with. I got a band with two Italian guys.
What's it called?
Called El Sueño de Marinari.
Oh, wow.
And they got bands through their musicians and composers, and we just heard some of their stuff. One is BBS with Mask. One of those B's is Belfi, Andrea Belfi. He's the drummer, man. Although he's living in Berlin now. It's Moricano. He's from Verona. And then R2 from Stefano Pelia. He's the guitar man. I'm going to record a second album with him this August.
Oh, cool.
Great cats. But that's who I did that tour with. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had 3 days to learn all that stuff. Oh, man, this is some farmhouse by the prison outside Bologna.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
100 years ago. Yeah, but it was kind of cold. It was beginning of February, and it was like, fucking, yeah, freezing. But we did it, man. They're incredible musicians and great guys. And
yeah, cool adventure hitting new spots.
And it's a different band for me. It's not, you know, a lot of my stuff is either given the direction, like Tom and Raul or Peter Jair, or taking it, like with Egg and James Williams. And this is kind of collaborative, maybe like Dose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of Dose.
You're playing
we
soon,
We practice
right?
Saturday, yeah. We haven't played in
for
a
the
year.
Sassus thing.
Something Cindy Bernard.
Yeah, I just played a big show with her.
Alice. They're neat.
Yeah.
Cindy, you know, actually went to...
She went to Kellard's.
High.
And CalArts. I didn't
no,
even know
no,
that.
But I didn't go to CalArts.
No, you didn't.
But she did.
I did.
She graduated class of 76. She's from my class.
I didn't know she went.
Me and her worked on the newspaper together.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. One semester, they put me on the 4.5. Right?
Sheffield.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. And then I wrote right. Big Chef. He was cool pink.
Yeah, he was very good.
And they had me do these record reviews that were terrible. Terrible. I'd never done that before. I guess that's why they wanted you to do those kind of things. Electives or something. Yeah. Outside of what, you know, repairing TV. That's what I was being trained in. But anyway, Kay lost her little dog, Umbrito. Cancer killed him.
Oh, wow.
Been fighting it. And he's a Frison Bichon Frise. Kind of like a poodle.
Uh-huh.
Really smart little white dogs. Fluffy furries. And,
cancer. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He was born with a hole in his heart. He, you know, these pure breed things. It's just and coming out of puppy mills. She got him a partner, Jim, and he's mixed and strong. Nature doesn't like pure.
Mm.
Speaking of nature, up here at Averill, that mandarin's back.
Oh, yeah, I saw a bunch of ducks sitting on the
But
the
there's
air.
A mandarin, okay?
Yeah,
I first saw him in December. He had a mandarin hen. She's gone.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. He's got a mallard hen for a girlfriend. Chases away all the guys.
Wow.
You know, he's half their size. You know what a mandarin with the orange
they're
little
beautiful.
Things and the red beak and the spiky feathers
out there.
I mean, there.
She was the only one over there? Were there other mandarins?
I saw only one drake, one hen. This was in December. And then he came back between tours, I saw him alone. And then this week, twice now, I've seen him with this hen, a mallard hen.
Wow.
Not a mandarin.
So something must have happened to the mandarin.
And the chicken's gone, then. Iwatori. Yeah.
Too bad. You
she
could
lived
have a whole
there a
bunch
long time.
Of little
there was four
mandarin
chickens,
babies.
And she was the lone one for a long time. Anyway, somebody dumped about 40 fucking, what's it called with the red by the eye? That kind of turtle.
Oh.
Red eye, I think it was. So there's like 40 of them in there, so they're all trying to get away. You know, the turtles, the guys are way smaller than the ladies, you know, because they got the eggs. And, that's an interesting scene. Okay, and then in Zaire with Mercury, that's another band Stefano plays with. I think they're on tour right now. Threshold of Servitude after that, brand new album from the Paranoid Critical Revolution. And finally, Death with Keep On Knocking. Do you remember Death? Death with these brothers in Detroit. This album from 1971. You know, rocking it out. The son of one of the cats wrote me.
Oh, wow.
He goes, yeah, you know, I like your music. And by the way, my uncle... Yeah, because I think it was brothers. Uh-huh. Brothers. So it's his pop and his uncles.
Wow.
Bitchin'. Yeah, very bitchin'. Hell, I got something else here. Smooth Skin.
Oh, yeah.
What's the story on that?
It's probably pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. Let's play it.
I say fuck you to the man in any way I can. In the way that I can say fuck you today is express my point of view. Send my money where I choose. And in my specific case, refuse to shade. I will ruin your notions of vanity. If only you come in back with me, I'll show you. Fuck you to the woman in any way I can. When I open up at night, I see some pretty girls spending money on their curls. Find a new and innovative way to shave. I do not have patience, energy, or time to separate my legs on it. About smooth skin.
小姑娘能不能陪你
aloneness. He folds me like an army of sandwich ants. There is no mustard on the sandwich, no ketchup, no mayo. Margarine is margarine. And what's loner than margarine on white with a side of? Ants hate margarine, will not eat it. Ants are gray, and the families are shingles on the walls of hotels in Zurich, the gray city. I'm so lone I could croak of loneliness, and the ants would. They sleep, chance to. Actually, loneliness enfolds me like Miss Haruko's gummy aperture on my frond. Here comes the night.
What for Pedro show? You just heard Morozashi by Spielgusher, which is Richard Meltzer. Guided by Voices ahead of that with Flunky Minnow. Bob Pollard putting out an album every month. Excuse me. Ahead of that was I Want to Be Your Dog, something live from the Meat Puppets. Hauta by Hidetaro Honjon. No, Hanjo. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Komenesai. And we started off with Smooth Skin by Marshweed. I was corrected. Smooth Skin is her DJ name. Smooth Skin is the name of that song. God damn it. We got moisture, brother Matt.
Yeah.
I choked to you. Everybody, congrats to Heather here for getting a master's at CalArts in Music.
Thanks.
And she's asking brother Matt if he felt different after he got his master in education. And what was the answer?
He said he's doing basically the same job, which I am also.
But you say you feel different.
I can identify with that. I'm mostly doing the same thing I was doing. I'm just teaching kids and playing in a bunch of bands.
No, but you feel different.
Well, I feel like I can bring different things to the table on all the tables.
Oh, thank you so much.
Like my table at teaching little kids to squeak.
Post-master life.
Yeah, and I can bring different things to being in a music project where we're playing somebody else's music or playing my music or whatever.
So you're better at sight read.
No. That's one thing I can't really do rhythms. I've been trying to figure out rhythms, but I'm not really a rhythm person, but I'm getting better at it.
Their sweaty little pads and teach them the fucking songs.
I'm pretty good at making kids do really weird things though.
No, but when you're learning other people's music.
Yeah, I have to work harder on the rhythm aspect than I think other people do. In terms of, like, harmonic stuff, that's where I'm very easy to do that. Yeah. I studied a lot of harmonic series stuff, like on the viola, doing harmonics and trying to figure out the world of just intonation a little bit more. And it's a whole other world.
Lamont Young.
Yeah.
Green Mouse.
You did?
Yeah.
I tried to go, you know, last time I was in New York and it was closed every time.
It was about 130 degrees. It was an oven. Yeah. This guy's got a song that lasts, 8 years, 10 years or something. It's a long song. And it's just,
See, he's probably not a rhythm person either.
Well,
there's just different kinds of music, you know.
This was drone. It was
no rhythm.
And it's making these chords. And it's some kind of temper of the scale that's more real.
Math. Physics out there
more
in the
universe.
Yeah.
Instead of, because I think where we get like the third Bach used something from Mr. Newton.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of crazy worlds.
There's a lot
out
of theories.
A lot of worlds.
Thurston brought me to see this guy, what's his name? Tenney?
Yeah, James Tenney.
James Tenney do a piece.
What a wonderful composer.
It was all these little microtones.
Yeah, he taught at CalArts. In fact, there's a bunch of
regular instruments, but they were played very bizarre.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of books from James Tenney's collection at the CalArts Library, and every now and then you'll check out a book and open it up and be like, from the library of James Tenney.
All right.
It's real special to get that kind of book.
So that's what you've been doing in these years since
well,
been on
for
the show?
3 years. I graduated last May.
Yeah.
And before that, I don't know. I was just touring a lot with. I toured with Listing Ship a bunch.
Right.
I toured with Eels. I toured with Spiritualized. Right. And then Listing Ship, I don't know, people just kind of seem to go their own directions, which I guess happens.
Maybe it went from list to full on caps.
I think more like it turned into a
turned
bunch
turtle.
Of little ships that went off in different directions. It didn't, I don't know
broke
if it's saying.
Broke apart. She's breaking apart.
Lifeboats. But Lyman, he's teaching at Pasadena City College. He got married. He's got this amazing artist wife. My sister's acting. She's doing really well. Julie's got a really amazing studio in her basement, and they're doing commercial music. And she got her band, Princess Pangolin, which is amazing. They have a new record out. Michael Whitmore, he's playing in Vashon, but he's up there again. Kyle moved up to Bend, Oregon. Not Bend, sorry. Somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Oregon to his mom's organic farm.
Wow.
Who am I missing? That was a big band.
I think that's everybody. No, you got that lady on the string bass.
Oh, Laura. Yeah, she ended up getting her master's at CalArts, and then she went up to Stanford to get her doctorate in composition. So she and I are in touch. Like we're all in touch every now and again. But she's doing really cool stuff up at Stanford.
See, sometimes I play with educated people. We're at the end of the first hour, May 9, 2013, Dish Waff Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two with our guest, Heather Locke. May 9, 2013. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro.
Thank you. Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with some Marshweed. I can't wait. What's that about, Heather?
Oh, it's about being on tour, you know.
It's a tour spiel. And then we heard Snake Lake's brand new Terra Melos album. They're on tour. I think someone got already donated a leash. Waxack got kiked. Yeah, so good luck for the Terra Melos on the road there, Sacktown Band. And then Dirty Beaches with FF Set Spectacles, something called Temple Street, brand new Dirty Beaches album.
Ooh,
it's beautiful,
cool.
Man. Yeah.
I can't wait to
you know him?
Yeah.
I got to play with him.
Wow.
Yeah, his name is Alex. He's the happening cat. I think he's on tour, too, in Europe. And then Bad News. Oh, yeah. Here's three things from Tholem, that guy I did with John Dietrich, Tim Barnes. The Hand of Man band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some stuff from
Tholem. I want
to
get more.
He did, yeah. We just did a second album. And this is called Bad News from Houston. I think it's Tholem and John Dietrich, called Make It Fall. Then There Are from Tholem, William Parker, the bass man, and Nels Klein. And after that, God, I thought there was a third thing. Yeah, there's a new Sigodi album. I'll play some more. I played some last week. I'll play some more next week. Sorry, Sigodi guys. It was Gary Lee Connor. He was one of the big men in Screaming Trees. He's got a band now called Micro Dot Gnome and a tune called Smokerings Are My Only Friend. And finally, something off of Mr. Shimmy's new album. And it's a title song. It's called 3579, which those are good numbers, right?
Yeah.
Even though 98 prime is 33s. So, oh shit, it's Ascension, right? Today?
Well,
you count 40 days to me. So happy Ascension Day. So besides the lowdown on the listenership people and you're furthering your education and promising not to cripple little kids while you're teaching them and give them big phobias and what's it called? Conditions?
Minds or
cripplers?
Chips on their shoulders.
Chips on their shoulders.
Chipsters.
Or the chipsters. Yeah. Keeping them from becoming hipsters. Marshweed. But oh no, you've joined another band. We're going to play some of that
band.
Next hours.
Yeah. They're all sort of nascent bands. There will be stuff from them coming up.
Nascent.
Whatever. They're like just being
brooding.
Formed. Yeah.
They're just being formed.
They're all awesome though.
Nascent.
Really into everything I'm doing. You'll hear all of it when it's done. I'll send it all to you.
Okay. Yeah. You play it up here. It's
you
a.
You can play it like this.
And then it's Chiola.
I got a cool picture of some old guy. He says, I gave that pitch for vibrato. Pitches love vibrato.
Yeah. Yeah, bring it. Okay,
oh,
bring your spin.
So
cycle.
I can't tell that to my kids, but that is awesome. That's
it'll be one of them wait till you're ready kind of gifts. Bring it, Brother Matt.
Cool.
Yeah. We are infantilized. We're told, you know, you can wander around within the sanctioned playpen of ordinary consciousness, and we have some intoxicants over here if you want to mess yourself up. We've got some scotch here and some tobacco and red meat and some sugar and a little TV and so forth and so on. But these boundary-dissolving hallucinogens that give you a sense of unity with your fellow man and nature are somehow forbidden. This is an outrage. It's a sign of cultural immaturity, and the fact that we tolerate it is a sign that we are living in a society as oppressed as any society in the past.
Cheater dots on that viola.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I'd be using those.
Cheater dots.
So you're not concerned with the macho-ness of... You know, that's why Leo Fender called the bass guitar that he designed a precision. Have you ever heard one? Or what you call a P-bass, right? Mm-hmm. P is short for precision, if you look. But you know what that comes from? It having frets. Spaces are like giant violins in the old days. So you had, for intonation, you had to know where your finger, where she's got her dots. Detective.
What was the underdog dude? Yeah, that was the theme song that started. And then it went into this spoken word type of...
I know. And I'm trying to remember what... It's a guy in England. He's really cool people. His name's Ollie.
Is he the game genie?
Detective. Instinct. Detective Instinct, I think that's what it is. It's D.I. or something. I've done a few things for him. Yeah, Karen Schomer, in fact, wrote me words.
They
just used my voice. He likes my voice. I said, oh, it's not even my spiel. It was another lady's spiel, and I just read the thing. In fact, I got it mixed up with some... this is a funny little tangent, but my sister got pissed off on my birthday. I guess she made me chow or something. And I was late. She brought it to my ma's, okay? And I thought this fucking email was the lyrics I was supposed to read, so I didn't realize it was from my sister. So I'm reading this thing, and it's like, you're double Nicholas. You know, you fucking, you know, suck ass, you know, you all the kindness and the cooking that chow. And here I'm reading it like it was a fucking piece. It was really her taking me to task for being a dick. I didn't even know.
That's classic.
And then it came to me a few days later. It was like, oh, man, that's from Melinda, my sister. And I told Melinda, and then I played it for her. Because, you know, Ollie put the words with the music. And she was, you know, it's kind of like her work, published work in a way.
That's awesome. There's this kid this week really cool kid in my program.
Yeah.
He plays guitar and lives in Costa Rica part of the year, but he says, I can't write tunes. I said, well, you got to start checking out more Watt. He'll just take a scrap of paper, like, don't use shower. Don't
yeah.
shower.
Yeah.
Turn it into a song. So that was a perfect example right there.
Yeah, well, that was, I did that in response to D. Boone telling me my, you know, and he was right, my lyrics were too spacey. People don't know what you're talking about.
Post. Yes, so I was just taking your stuff
used to call me Post.
Turn on a 16-year-old for songwriting.
And so what I did was, to be more real, I used the landlady's note from Dirk.
Uh-huh.
I guess his tub was leaking. So she put this on the door, don't use the shower, you know. My ceiling, Kathy's ceiling, all this. So I'm reading this, you know, for lyrics. I, you know, I was thinking, is this real enough, D. Boone? I mean, not too spacey. So that this is now he's writing.
So I was using that for like example. Of like you can write songs.
Is he doing it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of education, Heather here teaches. How old are these?
It depends. My youngest student, well, I have a
65-year-old. But mostly,
violin,
they're mostly children, right?
Yeah, kids. Mostly kids. Yeah. I have a couple of teenagers and a couple of little kids, like third grade. My youngest student's six.
Six?
She's really hardcore. She beats up on me if the lessons aren't hard enough.
Really?
She's like,
make them harder!
She's a go-getter.
Make them harder! Too easy.
Pretty much. Like, that's enough for now. She's like, no, more.
Keep going. She's running the show.
So, yeah, the 65-year-old student, he's really good. He gets really discouraged.
And he just never played as a younger person. This is
he played a long time ago, and then he stopped for 20 years. But he wants to learn to improvise. So that's what we've been working on.
Uh-huh.
He's quite a good player. It's just, I mean, I didn't grow up improvising. I started.
Hey, get over there by the mic. We're at the end of the second hour, May 9th, 2013 edition of the Beatles Show. Brother Matt here, our guest Heather Locke. Hold tight for hour three. May 9th, 2013.
Oh,
it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
There's a lot I can learn from you. If I want people to
You wake up one day to find no reason in your life to find, and no thoughts left to call your own. No light that's bright enough and darkness can atone. My baby's left, she's gone away. She said she's gone to Santa Fe. No words were whispered to explain. Well, on an empty piece of paper, she just signed her name. And as the days go by, keep wondering why there was no other way. Dark rain clouds hover in the sky, blot out the sun as the day goes by. 15 will fall when the shade draws down. Love's running out on the dark side of town. Brown haze of summer is sifting through the trees, the freeways of downtown LA, but not in Santa Fe. Back to the car to see the show. How did it ever get this weird? Insurance salesman of the year. Now his wife back home is wondering why he's late. His food is getting cold, should she leave it on his plate? But now his eyes, they're open wide, and sweat pours down his face. And he starts to cry as the smoke of sky chokes off the light of day.
Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Madonna, Horace, Dame. Women delivering new rhythm from our stores. Some people say that we're witches, we're bitches. Living on our even now we're cannibals. It might be true that we're witches, we're bitches. Women delivering rhythm from our stores. Some people say that we're witches, we're bitches. Living on our even now we're cannibals. It might be true that we're witches, we're bitches.
electricity in the Cultural Revolution.
Started the third hour off with Marshweed, A Lot I Can Learn. Heather, what's that about? I'll be learning shit, right?
Yeah, that was about someone who was very mean to me, and I didn't like it, so I wrote a really beautiful song for them.
Oh, really?
But it's a very lovely, gentle song.
But it came out of anger.
No, not really, just more like, wow, I don't want to be like you. Okay. That's what I'm learning.
You were repulsed.
I just was like, if I want a good situation, I'm not going to act like you have acted.
Okay.
That's all.
So it was kind of commentary.
It was a big commentary.
Okay. Then we heard Greg Turner, to in Santa Fe. You know Greg Turner? He teaches in New Mexico calculus.
And, ooh, cool.
Yeah, he used to play guitar for Angry Samoans and Vom.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of educators in music.
Yeah, for sure.
I got to conk at his pad, man. Bitching pad there in Santa Fe. Up Windy Road. And,
oh, it's
man,
such a pretty place.
The stars out there.
It's a beautiful, beautiful state. Whole state.
And then Whispering Joy Jumpers with Good Afternoon Song. And, oh, yeah, here's some bands I played with last week. I played with Tom and Raul.
Oh, yeah, I'm so bummed I missed that show.
And
I got your email on Sunday.
Farrell Kizzy. I think Kevin from Pedro, that past television, played bass for them. And a song called 22 a Month. And then there was a band, another band with ladies called No Small Children, and a tune called Wenches. I don't know where they're from. They were good, though, too.
Kevin's teacher, too, I think, huh, Dana?
Yeah. Kid Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
oh,
Kevin
different,
from
different,
Costello
different.
Vision.
Oh, okay. Oh, different, different.
Who the he's this my cat bad. Can really play wipers. I couldn't believe it.
Wipers?
Yeah, I saw my Harold's do Over the Edge. It blew my mind.
What are wipers?
And then a band of boys was after us. They were called, or men, sorry, the Radio Kills, and a tune called Little Mouth. And then we heard the Healthy Junkies with Copycat. Love that name.
Mm.
Healthy Junkies, right?
It's a good one.
In your dreams. And after that was the James Rocket with Red Guard. And finally, they say yucca, but we say yucca. What do you call the cactus?
Yucca.
Yucca Valley.
Yucca.
Yucca, right?
Yeah.
But I think Espanol it's yucca,
oh.
Too.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Okay. And our favorite pop. Always wanted to call a tune that. That's what I call it. Father was pop. Pop. Remember, there's some kind of classical music where they say pop. Pops. It's a band, right?
Oh, there's the Pops
like
symphony.
Symphony. They play down here on the beach
the
for
Boston
4th of July.
Boston Pops.
The Boston Pops. Yeah. But the word, it comes from popular, right?
Hmm.
I think so.
But then there's soda. Just pop.
There
used to
guy
be pop.
Named Joe Popo Pies.
Yeah. Yeah, Catholic girls.
Man,
Catholic girls
are
trouble. Yeah, Catholics are king.
That was the name. And he had another one, too. Make those donuts with extra grease. This
batches for the chief of Lee's.
We told me this cat was living in a dumpster. How do you live in a dumpster? Big
yeah,
front door.
Like
or top door. Anyway. Joe Popo Pie. San Francisco cat.
Yeah.
He's still around, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's one of my
but what was a Popo Pie? Was that some kind of fruit?
I don't know, a moon pie thing? Or I don't know.
Like moon pie? Marshmallow pie. You know about this shit?
Popo Pie?
Yeah.
I know moon pies.
I know he didn't.
We had a cat named Moon Pie once.
Okay, this tune here. Open Your Heart.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, what's that about?
surgery. Yeah,
I remember.
Remember that one.
Okay.
This is a really different recording than that.
Thank you.
I would ever get to
Oh! you're young. But there's no more growing left to do. Get in your car and drive along the way and do what grown-ups do. And when you see a sign, it means you've forgotten how to read. It means to stop and step into the heat.
Drink lemonade and coffee. Ugly thoughts can change, but I ain't hanging. My head, there's enough wind to fill the sails. When you're a hammer, all you really need is a nail. Well, I'm beginning to wonder, will I make it in the end? Break a man before they bend. When there's no will, there's a way. Let the nature of the game. When the natural love is gone, all you really feel is the way. Well, everyone wants to be free. Oh. And when you've got love in the street, yeah. But you got to play the song. We'll be right back.
coat then.
That's right.
Just not going to accordion my way back to my house.
Music for this edition. Marsh Reed with Open Your Heart. AC from Fruit. Goat's Eye. Something live from Roosterhead. I think both those acts are from Long Beach. When You're Young by the Three Thirds Folk Band, which is a song composed by Ms. Heather Lockie and features her in the band. This is one of those nascent bands, right? Like, still in the brood.
We're going into the studio really soon.
What do you call the chickens? The brooders.
Brooders. The brooders.
And then we had Free Moral Agents with Chain Infinity. Ike going to be on the show next week.
Cool.
And Glimpse Trio, Sunny Outside. Glimpse Trio on the road right now. They were two of the guys. Was it two? Or maybe just one of them now. Was in Monster Cock Rally. Remember, I did some gigs with them with Tom and Raul. These guys, I guess they rented this, maybe not rented, they borrowed a hatchback. I guess they never, like, really carried amplifiers in it. We played, what's that place in, speaking of Highland Park?
Mr. T's?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that place. It's my favorite.
Out?
I haven't been there in so many years, I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, Mr. T died. When Mr. T died,
anyway,
they
shut the hatchback. And the amp was in it all the way. It smashed the window all the way out.
Oh, my God. Wow. Boy, do I miss Mr. T's.
Yeah, whoops.
Wow.
That was with Calvin. Calvin on drums. Calvin last played with him. He was drumming for James Blood Oliver. Incredible guitarist, yeah. He got on George's drums, didn't move one thing. He just got on, he was like a teenager.
Wow.
Just played the fuck out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Ali on bass, Rashid's son, who I was told by Calvin, quit music.
Oh.
Did you do that? Just quit.
It wouldn't be possible.
That's it. Well, you know, Rimbaud only did poems 2 or 3 years, and he quit.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people, things just...
phase.
Like, I read the Wanderer, right? Skipper Jeff gave me that book, Sterling Hayden. He hated acting. He only did it for the money. Hmm. Hated it. Said it was phony and fake.
Well, that's true.
I just saw a movie with him, Asphalt Jungle.
Oh.
Yeah, Hollywood loved him because he's tall and handsome. I think he stars a male model, but he was really this tough sailor guy. Hmm. Trippy. Hmm. Anyway, Soul Pie after that with Battling Mountains. Cash Carter Credit by Idiopathic Response. Third Key from Berdag, Dalibasic. And sometimes the slab names from that. A little tough. And then finally, Scarcity Tanks with Deer Pine.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, I think cool. I share a tribute compilation that's coming out for JFA. Yeah, we did a beach blanket bong out.
With the tank?
It was with the second. No, I did with the second. But we're on, the tank is on the same.
Wasco?
Yeah.
Right on.
And by the way, we got all the tracks done for Toothless Grin.
Cool.
Just got to mix it now. Trippy project. We'll talk about it later. Then we'll get to Heather here because we're almost near the end of the show. Advice on music.
Don't do it if you don't like practicing and trying to get something that you want to get.
All right. You're going to have to work at it.
Yeah, you have to work at it. And if you hate working at it, and if you want immediate results, then you should do something else maybe. Because the result isn't so much the point. There is a result that's like lurking out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's worth trying to get it. But you don't think you'll ever get it because you're probably your own worst critic most of the time. So whether you get it is not even a question you can really ever answer if you're yourself. Right?
That's complicated advice. I'm going to take it.
I don't know.
Well, thank you, Heather, for being on the show, Brother Matt. Go to heatherlockie.com.
Oh, that's true.
She's got links there. HEATHERLOCKIE.COM. Go there, people.
Thank you.
And there's connections to her music. including the thirds.
Three thirds. And the Royal S.
The Copper Root. These are
all these other bands.
Projects from the
awesome
Brood.
Bands.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Super fun.
That's been the May 9th, 2013 edition of Walk for Pedro show, everybody. Keep your powder dry.